Everybody on the line, stay right there. We'll continue this into the next hour because I think it's an important conversation to have. But we talked to one of our bloggers from AnchorRising.com every Wednesday at this time, and Justin Katz joins us tonight. Justin, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Matt. How are you?
Excellent. Do you have a take on this Dream Act?
Mine is pretty much like yours, but I think they tend to they tend to try to not resolve the issue so that they can keep giving out hand-me-outs to the new constituencies that they're trying to make two legal citizens.
I know the speech is about the injustices and we have to do something about this in our country today. Like they had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Like they haven't been in charge of this nightmare for the past 30 years. It's incredible to me.
Yeah.
And it's on both sides of the aisle. Not one of them could walk away without having some blood in their hands on this one.
Yeah. The politicians across the board, they don't want to do anything.
Yep.
Anything that'll be difficult to do, that'll upset anybody.
That's right.
But they're happy to take credit for trying to fix the problems.
Right, that they've created.
Exactly.
So what's going on Anchor Rising tonight?
Well, actually, one of the things we've been talking about, I don't know if you've talked about this at all, is the NEA Assistant Executive Director, John Lidecker, who was arrested for trying dirty politics. Unfair and illegal, probably. But he also played large a couple of years ago, or last year, when the NEA got in some hot water for their union's behavior in East Providence School Committee meeting. And what actually was John Lidecker was on Dan York's show with Jim Hummel filling in, and they were trying to downplay the union's behavior, and Hummel trapped them with audio from Anchor Rising, because we were there and we recorded
it. Ooh, very nice.
So Valerie Lawson, the East Providence union president, had said something about, you know, the teachers weren't shouting down citizens, they were cheering for the next person in line,
and
Jim played the audio and said, well, clearly, and that's when John Lidecker jumped in and changed the subject, because, you know, he's a lawyer, and that's what lawyers do. but this is, I bring that up because, as your listeners know, we're trying to make some additional revenue, perhaps for a full-time job for somebody at Anchor Rising, so that we can get more of that kind of audio, catch more of these kind of things that change the discussion in Rhode Island.
So they can log on and donate to your cause, correct?
Exactly. Well, right now what we're looking for is people to email me or even call me. Both my phone number and my email address are on anchorrising.com, and just to pledge something for 2011.
Excellent.
And we're not going to ask for the money unless we hit that threshold or somebody can do it full-time, because we don't want to be taking money off on false premises of work.
That's fantastic. AnchorRising.com, so if you want to participate in that, you can do it.